News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, when is picky eating a sign of something more serious? Avoiding certain foods because of their texture or having no interest in eating food and also worrying about eating are symptoms of a condition known as avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, which is also known as ARFID. And here to tell us more, I'm joined by Louise Lennox, who's a chef and a children's fussy eating expert. Louise, there's little that worries parents more than when they feel their child isn't eating enough or isn't eating healthy food. And so many parents listening this morning have the same condition where they have, like, they say all they'll eat is pasta and butter, or all they'll eat is beige food, or all they'll eat is, you know, X, Y, or Z. How serious is this, and what should parents be looking out for?
Good morning, Ciara. It's actually, like, very serious, and I feel sometimes it could be underplayed because we believe a lot of the myths out there. And I'm talking from a standpoint of going into huge retraining, because this was my story, Ciara. My son was a normal eater. As a chef, I prided myself that he ate everything, and then he just stopped one day, and I was trying to find the answers. And there are so many different conditions why children become extreme fussy eaters, picky eaters. And it is a worry, because as parents, our number one priority for our children is to feed them. So with feeding problems, there's a few different areas where this falls into. So you can have picky eating. So these are children that eat kind of 30 plus foods. And then you have problem feeders. This is where my son fell into, and they eat 20 or less foods. And then with ARFID, they can have 10 or less food. And this is a medical condition. And the problem with ARFID is, for a very long time, it wasn't necessarily being diagnosed correctly. And when I say that, so this is when children used to eat normally, and then they suddenly developed an extreme worry for germs, for vomiting, choking, or if they had a physical trauma to the face, the nose, the mouth, and they became real fearful of food.
Yeah, something happens and they literally just stop.
And they stop.
Presuming, Louise, if you're only eating 10 foods, that your diet isn't very balanced, because you're missing out on important nutritional things.
Absolutely. Your micronutrients. And the big problem is whole food groups can be missed out on. And we don't know how to help our kids, because we don't learn this, you know. Sure. And all the myths tell us that children will start eating is a learned skill. When I learned that, it blew my mind, because we all have learned to eat and we don't remember, just like talking and walking. Okay. It's a learned skill.
So, and the only reason I'm hurrying you along is just we're up against a clock. Yeah. But if parents are listening, what can they do? Is there anything that they can do themselves? Obviously, they should maybe go and look for help with somebody else as well, with a dietitian or a nutritionist.
Yes, but I would say go to medical profession first to rule out any underlining problems that might be there, because there could be oral motor skills problem. Okay. There could be sensory processing disorder problems. But if you're a parent listening to this now, what I would say is write a list of all the foods that your children eat, and you want to see if they are in the picky eater zone or the problem feeder zone. Because with problem feeders, there could be an underlying medical problem there that they might need specialist help in.
And is there, just lastly, so obviously go to medical profession, very, very good advice, but is there anything that parents can do themselves in the meantime, rather than just have this kind of constant battle of wills thing?
Yes, I would say the very first thing I learned, and what I advise people that I work with, is try and remove pressure from the table. Okay. When you've got pressure at the table, it reduces your appetite cues. It brings on anxiety, which stops you wanting to be hungry. And it's really tough, because all we want to do is make our kids eat the food. And then another thing you can do is, what I tell all people is, family style dining is put the food in the middle of the table and allow your kids to help themselves, and try and not talk about what's on their plates. They're two key things. And I'm going to tell you another one. It's very controversial, but it works. Allow your kids to spit out the food. If they put a food in their mouth and they're not used to the texture, or they haven't learned about it yet, if they know they can spit it out, their fear of putting the food in their mouth is a lot more brought back.
So kind of work with you, with your child. Look, thank you, Louise. I'm sorry we didn't have more time. We may have to come back to this. I suspect parents and their kids eating is a huge issue. And I'm very grateful to you for speaking to us this morning. That is Louise Lennox there, chef and children's
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.